With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Don't you wish you could really know what people really think? Like, for example, Ann Coulter. I think she's obviously very conservative and very opinionated, but like right now she is occupying this lane almost by herself with the anti-Trump because he's too liberal lane. And you just wonder, like, is she just doing this to sell more books or does she really believe it? They asked Trump about her and he said, I hardly know her, haven't spoken to her in well over a year, but she's off the reservation. And then she came back and said, the only national emergency is that our president is an idiot. He is a lazy incompetent. The problem is he listens to Jared Kushner and his staffers. He surrounded himself with people who have no experience in government. They're either absolute morons or they're patsies or they're actively hostile to the country. That this emergency decision was solely to serve the stupidest of his base.
The problem is he listens to Jared Kushner, not me. Well, yep. We should be listening to.
Not to mention, there's a lot of that's going a lot of different directions.
Seriously.
Because, like you said, her main complaint is that he's liberal and he's not conservative enough, and she backs that up by saying he listens to people like Jared Kushner, who is more liberal, I think, than most people realize, and his daughter is as well. But then she's mad at him for doing the thing at the border, which is the most conservative thing, he could do.
And yeah, she thinks he should have said, hey, shove this up your butt. I'm not going to sign this bill. And that he knows, she says, he knows not a foot of wall is going to be built for 2 years because that's how long it's going to take. And you're just mollifying the idiots in your base. And that's how you just want to get reelected. So there you go. Let's find out what Chris Arps thinks. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how are you?
So what do you think in general of Trump signing the budget deal and doing the emergency? And what did you think of his press conference?
You know, what I think is what Ann Coulter is not realizing is that the president really didn't have a choice. The TSA agents and the air traffic controllers a couple of weeks ago showed that they could break the back of any government shutdown by calling in sick and tying up the nation's air traffic. The president had no other choice but to sign this bill. I predicted a couple of weeks ago on the think tank that the president would reluctantly sign this bill and then promptly do a national emergency to try to get the wall so that he can show the base that, look, I'm trying to do something, but I'm stopped and I'm doing something.
Chris, still there?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Do you, not to get in the weeds, and I don't want to get into a big Jeffrey Toobin kind of legal analysis, but in general, are you comfortable with using the emergency procedures with the threat from Pelosi obviously being, great, just wait until it's President Elizabeth Warren and she comes after your guns?
You know, I think the Constitution gives the president wide latitude when it comes to declaring emergency powers, especially when it comes to the security of this country. I think ultimately he will win in the Supreme Court with this action, but I do think in the long term it hurts him and hurts the congressional Republicans because there are a lot of them, especially a few that are up for re-election this year, that are not for this action because they feel that it sets a bad precedent for a future Democratic president.
Chris, what about the idea that Dave just talked about there's not even going to be any wall built for a while? Is that in your estimation a true statement? And could he just as easily have waited until September 30th when this deal runs out to fight to get more wall because the 55 miles that he's got paid for now isn't even going to be done by then anyway, and maybe he's pushing a little too hard?
I think what ultimately, you know, was going to happen was the government was going to be shut down. And Democrats and Republicans did not want that, especially, like I said, with the TSA agents and the air traffic controllers have figured out a way to defeat that. And the last thing the president wanted, and Democrats too, was for an airport or an airplane to be attacked during a government shutdown. It just wasn't worth the risk. And so the Democrats pretty much put a gun to the president's head and made him sign a bill where he literally got less money than he would have gotten if he would have accepted the deal last December.
What did you think, kind of a hard left turn here, but it's a really big story, a really big deal that Bezos and Amazon has said, oh, okay, Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah, we'll go.
You don't want us in New York? Fine, we'll go somewhere else. And Cortez, in classic Cortez style, was spouting off and saying, hey, we were going to give them $3 billion in tax breaks. Let's just spend that on the needy.
Yeah.
Like, well, that's
on
not...
On the subways.
That's not how it works. Yeah. You don't have $3 billion sitting there. It was tax incentives because that's so many billions more, and 25,000 people were going to employ. I don't know if it's a good thing for Queens or not, but it just shows, again, her basic lack of understanding. If I can understand economics, she should.
I think it shows her general lack of understanding and a lot of the lack of understanding of economics of people that think like her. You know, you always hear when Republicans talk about giving tax cuts back to people, you know, they look at it as if the government is sending these people a check instead of letting them keep their own money. So there's always been just that fundamental misunderstanding that they believe that your money is the government's money and they allow you to keep just a little bit of to live on and invest it and save a penny or two.
As misguided as it is, and we all know that, is it still winning in the court of public opinion? We know that it's, you know, like the Green New Deal with her. It's ridiculous. We're no more planes. We refit every building in the United States. No more carbon emissions. It's ridiculous. It's not possible. But does that philosophy get votes?
Well, I think when you hear it in a general sense, you know, everyone wants a green planet and clean water and clean air and all of that. But I think Mitch McConnell did a very smart thing by bringing this up for a vote in the Senate so that people have to be on record to being for this or against it. And I also think as we go along in the presidential primaries, a few of the Democratic candidates are for this. And I think once you see how much this actually costs and the type of money that you're talking about to implement this, I think it'll bring a lot of people back down to earth to see that this is just pie in the sky, socialist economics.
So, Chris, does the McCabe book and, hey, look, I'm telling you, Rosenstein wanted to wear a wire. We had really serious conversations about the 25th Amendment and Trump's insane. Let's get him out of there. Is this anything to see other than a guy who's been disgraced trying to make some money selling a book?
Well, you know, I said this a couple weeks ago or a few weeks ago when this came out. I think it's just shocking that there are people that were within the Justice Department that were deciding amongst themselves to investigate the president for treason. I think that if they were really concerned about this and really felt this was a big deal, then you go to the intelligence committees in the Senate and the House, and you give them your concerns and say, hey, we think the president has been compromised. But to just have rogue elements within the executive department of the government deciding that this president is colluding with Russia and to initiate investigations, it's just scary to me. Also, I think you just have to take into account that McCabe, you know, lost his job for lying about talking to the press about leaking details about things. So I think his credibility is already suspect.
And Colin Kaepernick settles with the NFL for $80 million. Tony and I were just saying in 20 years, he will probably be talked about in the same sentence and certainly the same paragraph as MLK and Rosa Parks and people like that.
That's the first I heard of. So you're joking, right?
No. 80 million bucks.
Wow. No, I don't know so much as he'll be talked about as Martin Luther King and the other person that you figured that you mentioned. I think maybe if he comes back into the NFL and plays and has a good career or mediocre career and still talks and still does his activism, then maybe he could he'll be up to that high exalted place.
Yeah, in fact, Tony, if I were his consultant, I would say never take a snap again. You're done. Mm-hmm. You're going to go on the speaking tour. You're going to be an icon. You're going to be a legend. You got your money. No, don't do it.
Chris, does the African-American community hold him on that pedestal, you think?
Oh, yeah, I do. You know, I've seen a lot of my friends on Facebook. I've seen when you look at black media, television, and print, that there is a lot of widespread support for him. A lot of people put him on the same level as the two African Americans in the Mexico City Olympics who stood on the podium and raised the black fist. A lot of people put him on the same level as Muhammad Ali, saying that he's not going to go to Vietnam and fight.
Maybe someday he'll be on the same level as legendary civil rights activist and political prisoner Bill Cosby, because Mr. Dr. Cosby says that he is not there for rape. He is there because of his political views trying to bring the races together.
You know what? I know this may sound crazy, but in a sense, he's right. And I say this. You know, listen. Bill Cosby,
why he's the best, folks.
Bill Cosby did not start getting a lot of flack from people until he started talking about African American kids sagging their pants and not doing what they're supposed to be doing, and that upset a lot of African American leadership and black people. So when these charges came about on him,
it was backlash from the community. Is that what you're saying?
I believe that. I think a big part of it. I mean, I heard one of these models. Naomi Campbell, I think it was. She said that. She said, you know, I felt sorry for Bill Cosby, but when I saw him talking about black youth and downgrading black youth and culture, and then when I saw what happened to him, I said he deserved it.
So they would have covered for him in all of his sexual misconduct if he wouldn't have spoken out against the black community?
I agree with that, yes.
Woo, wow. Chris Arps.
100%.
All right, thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.